say stone wall or stone fence or rock wall. Just there are different ways of referring to it.
I don't know which would be more appropriate.
Different way too, because there's many different kinds of, even in the stones here. There's more than one. You know, some will be just not that high. So I don't think you could just put that down.
Okay. Now, if you had company for dinner, you might the wife might want to get out her very best
silver,
or another word for the dishes. Use the best china.
Best china.
Did you ever have an egg made out of this stuff? You just put under the setting hen. You know, you never had chickens, I guess.
Yes, we did have, but we don't have any.
In other words, the setting hen. Took her egg away and put something else under.
Yes, too.
You never called it a China egg?
China egg, yes. Call it that.
What, sir? I didn't hear. A what?
China egg.
And if you, you put, if you're through with the meal and you have some garbage, you put the garbage in a, out back in the, take the garbage
can.
Call it a can. And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a... And you had some flowers in the garden, and you wanted to bring them in. You'd probably go out and the flowers. Go out and... what would you call it? Pick them, or pluck them, or cut them, or... pull them?
You mean just to have a bouquet?
Yeah, uh-huh. Your wife would tell you, would you please go out and...
cut them.
That's one on me, I guess. I always get everybody in there to have okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And when you bring them in and you put them in a pretty
vase.
After the meal's over, the wife looks at the table and says, looks like I'm going to have to, I guess I'd better, what does she do after the meal? At the sink.
Clear the table.
And then she has to wash the dishes. And of course they have soap on them, so she has to
rinse them.
So she, you might say she rinses. Just want to get the different inflection there. Put it in a sentence. She blank the dishes.
Washes, rinses, and wipes.
What's the piece of cloth that she uses to wipe the dishes with? What do you call that piece of cloth?
A dish cloth.
Beg your pardon?
Did you say wipe and wipe?
Yes, uh-huh. Dish cloth, or what would you use?
That's what you always call it. Dish cloth. Dry them.
Well, I'll be all right.
And to wash them, you use what kind of cloth?
Well, that's...
Oh, to wash them, use a dishcloth. To wipe them, use a...
Dish towel.
Dish towel.
And to dry your face, after you wash your face, you dry it with a...
towel.
Just plain towel. Okay. Some of these are very obvious. I apologize for their obviousness, but in different parts of the country, they use different things. They might call it a Turkish towel.
Yeah.
Now, if you had some... liquid and you want to pour it into a bottle with a small neck on it, you can see you're not going to make it. You better go get a... And if you want to make the horse go faster, you might use your...
whip?
You ever called that a gad or a goad?
No. Just called it a whip.
Okay.